A lot of folks, with the coming of the new year, are going to be making New Year's resolutions. And a lot of folks, most of them probably, will fail at sticking to those New Year's resolutions. It's the nature of the beast. Gretchen Rubin is an author of several books, including the blockbuster New York Times bestseller, The Happiness Project, and the newly released Better Than Before. Now, she has a huge readership, both in print and online, and she sold more than 2 million copies of her books worldwide. And she wrote a little note about 7 tips to make healthy habits stick. So if you're looking to make some changes in your life after the first of the year, here are some things that will help you along. Because a lot of us would like to improve our health habits. It's tough, though. 2 of the most popular and challenging areas of habit change are eating more healthfully and exercising regularly. So to change the habits, it's crucial that we know ourselves so that we can make changes in a way that will suit us. And she gives us some ideas on how to know ourselves better. And she talks about different things, knowing if we're an upholder, a questioner, an obliger, or a rebel. Those terms may not mean a whole lot to you at this point, but she suggests that, for example, if you're trying to change your eating habits, these are some particular habit strategies. 1 is a clean slate. She says a new situation makes it much easier to change habits. If you move to a new city, change jobs or schools, or maybe have a new routine, you could just take advantage of that clean slate. If it's a new job, maybe start taking your lunch to work. Take advantage of some sort of change in your life and use that to boost the change that you want to make. The 2 is abstaining. Now, she says for some people, but not everyone, moderation is just too tough. It's easier to give up something altogether. So for abstainers, it's far easier to eat no brownies than it is to grab 1 brownie. Get it? Kind of tough, isn't it? It's hard to Lay's potato chips has made a marketing masterpiece out of you can't eat just one. And that's kind of what a lot of people run into. So sometimes it's better just to give it up altogether. The 3rd tip is convenience and inconvenience. She suggests that you make it easy to eat right and hard to eat wrong. How do you do that? Well, the suggestion is to keep healthy snacks in your desk. That way you don't go running to the vending machine. Store the crackers on a high shelf and keep the good stuff right there in front of you. Also, 4 would be monitoring. She suggests that you keep track of what you eat. Oh boy, how scary is that, huh? For example, how many cups of cereal do you eat? How many slices of pizza? Don't eat out of a container, because we tend to just go crazy out of the container. We don't know when to stop. Decide how much you want to eat, and then put it on your plate. No seconds. That's how you do it, monitoring. It's one of the ways to make sure that you're making healthy habits. Make it difficult to do something that's over the top. Tip 5, with regard to changing your eating habits, is entitled Safeguards. She says, plan to fail. Anticipate the temptation, and then decide in advance how you're going to handle it. What will you eat at the birthday party? What if you're on vacation? What if Aunt Bertha serves her famous mac and cheese? What will you do? If you have an idea ahead of time, put safeguards in place. It can help you reach your goals. The 6th habit, the 6th tip on those healthy eating habits, is pairing. Now, for example, she says, only eat X when you're doing Y. Only eat when you're sitting at a table, perhaps. Or only eat a croissant after you finish an exam. Pick some things where that's all you're going to do, and then stick to it. And then the other strategy, the other tip she gives us for eating habits is loophole spotting. We use loopholes to justify breaking a good habit. We use loopholes in all of our habits. She says, watch out for these popular loopholes. Like, for example, tomorrow loophole. It doesn't matter what I eat today because I'll eat great tomorrow. The fake self-actualization loophole, which is, you only live once and I can't pass this up. There's the lack of control loophole. Someone brought cupcakes to the meeting. That means you have to eat them, right? And there's the 1 coin loophole. Well, what difference does 1 trip to the gym make? She says, you've got to watch those loopholes there. We tend to make a lot of excuses that way, and we justify it in our mind. Now, if you're trying to exercise more, she gives us 7 habits habit changing strategies there as well. Some of these are somewhat similar. Number one is accountability. If you're trying to exercise more, have accountability. For many people, the key to sticking to an exercise plan is to create external accountability. She suggests perhaps you sign up for a class where the teacher will really notice if you skip. Maybe plan hikes with a friend who will be annoyed if you don't show up. Largely, I guess she's talking about the buddy system. We've talked about that many times over the years, that's one of the easiest ways to make changes because you have someone else who's kind of depending on you to make sure that you're following along too. A second tip is safeguards, and she says just to anticipate the temptation and decide in advance how to handle challenging circumstances. For example, how will you exercise when you're traveling for work? When your kids have school vacation? What if the weather turns bad? Say, for example, and you like to go out and go for a jog or a walk in the morning and the weather's bad. Safeguard those temptations of, it'd be easy to walk away those days, not do it at all. So safeguard against that. The third tip is convenience. Rent a gym locker so you can store your gear in a handy place. Pay a little extra to go to that spin class that's a little nearer to your house. You have no time to shower? Well, maybe exercise in ways that don't actually make you sweat. Instead of looking for convenient reasons not to, put yourself in convenient situations to actually do it and reach those goals. Number four, we mentioned this earlier with eating. With exercise, also a clean slate. A new situation makes it much easier to change your habits. So if you do move, say, to a new city or change jobs or schools or have any kind of a new routine, then take advantage of that clean slate and set up some new habits. For example, new job, well, start going to the gym during your lunch hour. Do some things that are going to be changes at that time because you're already making dramatic changes in your life. Number five is monitoring. We talked about this with eating, but with exercising, keep track of how much you exercise. Now, we tend dramatically to overestimate how much exercise we get in a day. Folks might go out and walk a mile and tell somebody, I walked 5 miles this morning. We tend to do that a lot. So wear a pedometer. Keep track of how many exercise classes or bike rides that you actually take. A lot of folks are into those little wristwatch-type devices, Fitbits and things like that, that actually will tell you how many steps you're getting, how many miles you've walked in a day. So you can actually get a more accurate and you can be more accountable that way. You get a more accurate accounting of what you're actually accomplishing during the course of the day. Number six would be pairing. Watch Game of Thrones, but only do it while you're on the treadmill. Find something that you like, if it's watching something or listening to your favorite kind of music, and do it when you're on the treadmill. Listen to podcasts only when you're going for your morning walk. Things that you like, pair them up with things that maybe are a little bit more difficult, and you'll find it a little bit easier to get to those goals. And also with regard to exercise, another habit-changing strategy, number seven, is loophole spotting, as we talked with eating. We use loopholes to justify breaking good habits, so here are some popular ones. There is the tomorrow loophole. It doesn't matter what I do today because tomorrow I'm going to start training really hard. How about the moral licensing loophole? I've been so good about going to class, it's okay if I take a break today. There's the lack of control loophole. It's raining, so I can't go for a run. I don't control that. It's raining. I can't make it stop. And there's the one coin loophole. What difference does one visit to the gym make? Changing habits can be difficult, but you know what? You can make it easier when you actually know what to do. Gretchen Rubin, the famous author of The Happiness Project, gives some tips on making some changes. So if you are interested in making some changes in your life, doesn't necessarily have to just be eating or exercise, any changes that you want to make for the good in your life, use some of those tips. Maybe it'll help you reach those goals. And for once, maybe you'll actually accomplish those New Year's resolutions.